You're listening to SBS News.
It started with celebration.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
But just hours into England's so-called Freedom Day, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that people will soon have to show evidence of vaccination before they're allowed into some venues.
We do reserve the right to mandate certification at any point if it's necessary to reduce transmission. And I should serve notice now that by the end of September, when all over 18s will have had their chance to be double jabbed, we're planning to make full vaccination the condition of entry to nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather.
COVID-19 infections remain high across the United Kingdom, with more than 316,000 new cases reported over the last 7 days. And health experts warn that that number, along with hospitalisations and deaths, will rapidly increase as the highly infectious Delta variant is allowed to spread unencumbered by mask mandates and social distancing measures. But the Prime Minister is defending the move.
There comes a point after so many have been vaccinated when further restrictions no longer prevent hospitalisations and deaths, but simply delay the inevitable. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, if not now, when? And though both deaths and hospitalizations, as I say, are sadly rising, these numbers are well within the margins of what our scientists predicted at the outset of the roadmap.
The rising infection rate in the UK has led the United States to warn its citizens not to travel there unless absolutely essential. The Centres for Disease Control and Prevention says if people must travel to the UK, they should be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The US, too, is seeing a rapid increase in cases, hospitalisations and deaths, with the national daily average of new COVID-19 infections tripling in the past 30 days. But that hasn't stopped Canada from announcing it will allow fully vaccinated US citizens to enter the country for non-essential travel from the 9th of August. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the US isn't planning to do the same for Canadians coming across the land border just yet.
We are continuing to review our travel restrictions. Any decisions about reopening travel will be guided by our public health and medical experts. We take this incredibly seriously, but we look and are guided by our own medical experts and not in a I wouldn't look at it through a reciprocal intention.
Canada will then open up on the 7th of September to fully vaccinated travellers from the rest of the world. Immunisation requirements are also being used as a means to combat rising cases in France. In some of the toughest measures in Europe, vaccination will be mandatory for French healthcare workers, and customers will be required to present a health pass showing they are fully vaccinated, have recently tested negative or recovered from the virus, before being allowed into a wide range of hospitality and entertainment venues. The law comes into force this week for cultural and recreational venues, and early August for restaurants, bars and other places. French government spokesman Gabriel Attal says the measures are necessary to keep pressure off the country's hospitals.
Nous sommes entrés dans une quatrième vague.
We are seeing a fourth wave of the virus. Although we're starting with a low contamination rate, the dynamic of the epidemic is very potent. This wave is steeper. It rises faster than for previous ones. We must do everything it takes to stop this wave from also being more destructive.
In Asia, Indonesia continues to post grim milestones, reporting a record 1,388 new COVID-19 deaths. But the number of new cases is down to just over 34,000, its lowest level since the 6th of July. Thailand is also breaking records with 11,784 new infections as it struggles to tackle its worst outbreak to date. And as Bangladesh continues an 8-day pause from lockdown for the Islamic festival Eid al-Adha, it's broken its daily death record. Public health expert Benazir Ahmed fears things will only get worse as millions of people move around the country.
Many of them may actually carry this virus
to one part of the country, to another part, which area may not be affected earlier, but through them will be affected now. So this is one. Second, due to opening of the markets, and actually you can see a lot of people are coming out of home. So what will happen? The infection will actually come from one part of the city, especially Dhaka and the larger cities, to another part.
Meanwhile, US gymnast Kara Aker has become the fourth athlete at the Tokyo Olympic Games to test positive for COVID-19. It follows the confirmed infections of two South African footballers and a Czech beach volleyball player. Chair of the Tokyo 2020 Independent Panel of Medical Experts, Dr. Brian McCloskey, says officials expected to detect new cases.
If I thought all the tests that we did were going to be negative, then I wouldn't bother doing the tests in the first place. We do the tests because they are a way of filtering out people who might be developing an infection, who might become a risk later. So we identify them early, we take them apart from other people, and we manage them and look after them, and we look after the contacts.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.